Our Bible class, which is the marriage and the family, and also today we are going to finish the heartbeat of marriage. The heartbeat of marriage. That's the lesson of our class. We have God so good. We have been. Has helped us to learn this at least about 4 weeks or 5 weeks now. And I know we have learned something from this particular lesson, because this is the lesson, which one of the important lessons God wants us to know and understand it. And it is not easy, even all the Bible, to obey what is inside here, obeying all this instruction is not easy. And we know Christians, by God in our side, we know we are going to what? Achieve it by faith. That is all what we have. And reflecting to what we got last week. Last week, we were studying about grieving. Grieving, how God wants our relationship to be. We explain that it's not what I want, it's not what I feel, but it's what God wants our relationship to be. It's like the church. God has programmed or ordained how the church should function. So if you come here, you are coming here to what? To do exactly what God has told us. That is our charge. And it's the same thing as marriage. Marriage is also God has what? Programmed or ordained it. So it is our obligation to what? Follow God's principle. So you took our lesson from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25. That is where we are getting to know what God wants us to know from our marriage. And last week we talked about grieving. Grieving is one of the most important aspects God wants us to do, because the marriage can be successful in God's way if it goes without cleaving. We are not fulfilling what God wants us to do. God wants us to cleave together, and it is very, very important. Can you cleave together? That is why God has what? Help us to know. I have to know. Be in mind that my wife, take my wife as what? As a companion, as my companion. I take my wife as what? As she is my what? Best friend. And I take my wife, I have what? Respect my wife as what? She is equal with me. And I have what? Recognize the unity. The unity God has what? Done for him, because I speak last time that it's me and my wife who came together to agree to marry. But in Christianity, we know all this process was what? Done by God. And all these things, if you notice all these things, that the thing you have to do what? You have to what? Live together. And through grief together, last week we learned a lot of things that the moment you grieve together, we are two. But what? God has made us what? One. That is the motive behind the marriage. We are two, and God has what? Make us one. That is why he said, a man. Verse 24, it says, therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. And he learned something like, my possession, what I have, what my wife have, it doesn't belong to one person alone. It belongs to what? All of us. All of us, even to our money. Because last time I speak about our bank accounts, just increase. Because when the Bible, Genesis, they are recording it, is that even bank or all this thing, saving on the bank or this thing, it came later. God knows that our possession, everything you have, will go into be what? One. That is the mind of God. And we as a Christians, the challenge we have is what? Is to respect what God is what? Saying. Although when it comes about what I think, what I feel, I have more to what? To challenge God with. But as a Christian, it is better what? To obey. That is what the Bible expected from us. Today, you read the last one. Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. So let us take our Bible to Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. Genesis chapter 2, verse 25. Who has spoken there?
25.
Yeah.
And there they are both naked, the man and his wife, and we are not ashamed.
Did you catch that? He said, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not what?
Ashamed.
What can you learn from here? This simple passage. What can you learn from here? Okay, this is the last one, quickly, so that we can finish in time. What can you learn from here? This simple passage. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
There should be no secret in between them.
There should be no secret in between them. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. This Bible class, yeah.
And my body is for my husband, and my husband body is mine.
Yeah.
So we are one.
So we are one. Thank you. So the thing we need to learn from here is what? On a sheep. On a sheep. Even the Bible said, they are what? Naked. Our nakedness. Husband and wife nakedness is what? God's gain. It is God who makes us what? Naked. And I should not be what? Ashamed. Ashamed with my wife or with my husband. Because it is God who made us so. One thing we have to bear in mind that they became what? Ashamed. When what? When what? When they sinned, they became ashamed with each other. When what? They sinned. So no matter how the situation is, my wife is what? My wife. I see her as what? God giving gift. And I need not to be ashamed of my wife. So he said, the woman and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. So that's why I'm saying our nakedness is what is God ordained. So I need not be ashamed of my wife or what? My husband, because it is God who made it so. And also is showing what? Transparent. is showing us what? Transparent. We don't need to hide anything. Because what? Because what? Because that's why God made it what? Naked. And also it's telling us that what you have, what my wife have, belongs to what? Belongs to me. And what I have also what? Belongs to my husband. This is what mentality we have to get. And he said, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. That is why last week I charged that our petition, that our sermon is what? Our sermon. Who read even our sermon last week? Last week I gave an assignment. Do you remember? Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 to 5. Who took a time to read it? You have to be honest, eh? If you haven't done it, don't raise your hand. Because I said, we have to tie this thing with 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, 1 to 7. Because it's saying the same thing what Genesis, long years ago, the Paul is saying the same thing here. So let's take our Bible to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 1 to
2. Now, concerning the things we are of ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due employment, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife hath not power of her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband hath not power of his own body, but the wife.
Up to five. Have you
five?
Five. Yeah.
Before ye not one to us, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourself to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incomplete things.
So, what version are you reading?
King James.
King James. Somebody have another version, because they want to compare the words they are.
Now, for the matters we wrote about, it is good for a man not to have sexual relationship with a woman. Two, that since sexual immorality is occurring, each man should have sexual relations with his own wife, and each woman with her own husband. Three, the husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, likewise the wife to her husband. Four, the wife does not have authority over her own body, but yours it is to her husband. In the same way, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but yours it to his wife. Five, do not deprive each other, except perhaps by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourself to prayer. Then come together again, so that Satan will not tempt you because you are lack of self-control.
Thank you, brother. This issue, it seems like Paul, in context, Paul is writing to address the issue which is raising up in the Church of Corinth. You see, but we can apply it here as we are learning marriage and the family. Why God make us immediately? God make us naked. Why? Why? Because you have explained that God wants us to know that what my wife have belongs to her. Although that's what I'm saying. We are all one because we have learned something about unity. we are one. But living our life here in earth, we have one, different bodies, but we are all the same. So God made us naked because I don't have authority over what? Myself. That is what Paul is saying. A woman has no authority over her body. But what? But what? But who? The husband. The husband. And the same thing. But the Bible is saying, the husband also don't have what? Authority over his what? Body. But what? The wife. If we marry, we grieve together, and we have this mentality in our mind, it's going to help us. Because that's what I'm saying, it is God who ordained it. God created us immediately. And even since then, any new person who will come to this earth will come what? Naked. Naked. We become ashamed when what? When we display our body to what? The person or the people who we are not supposed to be. But I'm not what? I should not be ashamed when we live together, when my wife, I live with my wife and my husband. He said, 1 Corinthians, he said, now concerning the things thereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Not to touch a woman. Verse 2. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. This here is singular basis. Here, a lot of people take here, want to use this abuse, this Corinthians, what Paul is saying. But Paul is saying, he said, a woman supposed to have a husband, and the husband supposed to what? Have his wife. That is singular. Verse 3. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife also unto the husband. So it is what? Vice versa. Vice versa. I don't have authority of my body. I don't have control of my what God has given me. Because in marriage, you see each part as what? As a gift. As a gift God has given to us. In marriage, when it comes to marriage, we see our bodies, what our past, what we have as what? As gift God has given to us. So I don't have any control, absolute control on what God has given to me so far as marriage is concerned. Verse 4. The wife have no power of her own body, but what? But the husband. And likewise also the husband has not power on his own body, but what? But her wife. This is what Bible is saying. This is what Bible is saying. When we grieve together, we don't have power over our own body because we see our body as a gift. God has given it to us as a gift, and God said we need to what? Serve it. Use it as what? Service for ourselves. So this is what God has what? Ordained. It is part of our what? Our marriage. If we want our marriage to be successful, we need to what? We need to recommend, or we need to notice that what I have belongs to Peter. I'm a man. Husband, what I have what belongs to my house, my wife. And my wife also noticed that what she has belongs to what? Belongs to me. This is very simple and understanding. But when it comes to marriage, a lot of times, because we are lack of God's, what God wants to tell us, or you want to use your own, what you think or what you feel, a lot of problem comes on with the gift God has done for us. He said, verse 5, he said, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent of for a time that ye may give yourself to what? Fasting and prayer. And come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistency. A lot of marriages, a lot of problems are going on because of simple understanding of this issue. We think what we have belongs to us. At times, I quite remember when I was, my grandfather was a king. So, a lot of times, when I was kids, the man and woman, they come and my grandfather is just, they have an issue, so we try to solve it. And they say, oh, my wife don't sleep with me, or my husband don't sleep. Because that time I was not deeply understand. I say, how come I don't understand what is going on. So when I became a Christian, I say, this is what in those ages ago, these people are complaining. They are complaining because what? They are innocent. They don't know about how God what ordained the marriage. A lot of times they did think that they know what man want. A lot of times maybe they think, oh, we know what men want. But one thing we have to bear in mind is that what we want and what we are, what men want and want what men are absolutely different. We are different. A lot of times I am going to this woman, this particular is against the women, because a lot of times women use what God has their gift as what? As it belongs to them. As the men supposed to what? Beg and I don't know exactly the word I'm supposed to use. And I think by contribution of when we are have a chance, maybe you can add it. So, since if you don't know, today God is what? Saying that what I have as a married people, what I have is a gift and it doesn't belong to me alone. Anytime my husband wants it, he has authority or he has right what? To take it anytime. A lot of people have drawn some calendar this and all these things. I will agree this, I will not agree this. That is totally wrong. Anytime, any day the husband wants, we need to give it because it belongs to the husband. Anytime the wife also needs it, you need what? Give it. Because a lot of also men, your problem is we keep ourselves what? Busy. In home, if we have married a long time, if what your wife is saying, because God is in the house, God has put in certain things together. If what is going on, the atmosphere going on, you know that your wife needs something. Please pay attention. Don't try to be jack of all trades at that particular one, that particular time. So God said, men and women were what? Naked, but they were not ashamed. I need not to be ashamed with my husband. I need not to be what? Ashamed with my wife, because I see it as what? A gift God has given to me on the marriage. And I also see it as a what? A gift God has given to me in the marriage. You become ashamed when you are, when we dispose it in the public, or when you use it, what, in the way we are not supposed to use it. Apart from that, you need not to be ashamed, because this is also part of our marriage. So, bringing this particular thing in conclusion, I need us to read Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. We took our lesson from Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25. But when we are coming to the conclusion of this lesson, the heartbeat of marriage, let's go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, and learn something from there. Who has been there?
Genesis 1, verse 31.
Yeah.
It says, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day.
Okay. Somebody have another version?
And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Yeah. This is a Bible class, within Bible class. In Genesis chapter 1, is the time God, you see, God created. He started creating things and said, what? It's very good. He created moon, star, and all these things, and he said, what? It's good. But when he created man, he said, what? It is not good. So God has shown us the reason why it is not good. By God's own good, we have noticed all these 6 points why Jesus and God said it is not good. So, in context, because in Bible studies you call something context, contextual. So, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25, where we read, we have just studied. Is here Moses what has gone back to the creation, and he is explaining. Moses is explaining what took place in Genesis chapter 1. You understand the point I'm making now. Although you find this the point you took from Genesis chapter 2, 18 to 25 in Genesis chapter 2, you see, Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25. But that, in contextually, that thing is supposed to be what? In where Genesis chapter 1 says, where, in Genesis chapter 1, where God created all the things. So, when God noticed that it is not good, mind companionship, best friends, respect, unity, grieving, and ownership. When men need that thing, he did it. And Moses went back to explain it. So Genesis chapter 2, especially verse 28 to verse 18 to 25 should be found in Genesis 1, chapter 1. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? So Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25 is like the Moses has what? What we saw is that God created Adam, the first man, and he created his wife. That is where. But here, Moses has gone further to explain what happened on that particular day, on that particular day. So Genesis chapter 2, verse, especially verse 2, 18 to 25, is can be found in Genesis chapter 1. Chapter 1, in contextual, when we are studying the Bible, this is how it's supposed to go. So when God do all these things, he present the, he saw that it's not good for man to live alone. Man is supposed to be united, all this thing. He created a wife to him. And then, before in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, he said, and God saw everything that he has what? Made. And behold, it was what? Very good. This time, God is not saying it is what? It is good. But he's saying what? It is very good. It is very good. So, God noticed that all the creating that's creating, even it is very good. It is very good. So, that is why he said it without the provision of divorce and all these things. All these things came later. Divorce, what causes divorce, God willing, what we are going to see. All these things came later. And it is not what? Part of God, what? Purpose of marriage. The marriage is also is only hanged on this six points which we have studied. This is where we call it what? The heartbeat of what? Marriage. The marriage is what? Is sustained by this simple instructions which God has given us. The first one, he says what? Companionship. We need companionship. The second thing is what? I have to take my wife, my husband as what? My best friend. And the third one is what? I need to show respect to my wife and to my husband. I need to show respect to them. And the third one is what? The unity between what? Between us. Because it is not us who has what? Joined together. It is what? God. That's why I say, so what God at what? Has joined together. Let no man. It is not man's business. It's not our business. At times you sit down, you have here in UK, you have a place where you want to divorce. There are certain people who has what? Take that responsibility. But do you know the bad thing they have? They are what? Taking a place of God. And if the God judgment is coming to these people, it's not easy. So he said, let no man. It is not man business. That one belongs, separation what? Belongs to God. Let no man. That place is a command. Let no man. Here on this the earth, the authorities, they say, oh, come, you will always come, we will guide you for your boss. But as a Christians, we need to follow what God has done. So our unity is very important. Bear in mind that it's not we who has united, it is God who has what? Made us one. And what? We You have to cleave together. You have to cleave together. All what you have become what? One. This is where our lot of challenges is based upon. Here is the place where you face a lot of challenges. Grieving together. We accept to grieve together, but a lot of times we have what? Double-minded. And now today, God, so good, we have find that what? Our nakedness is what? What God ordained. I don't have authority over my body. My husband have. And if we try to what? To follow this simple instruction, I know God will help us for our marriage to be successful. I have tried it and it is working all right. So if I know, if you try it, or if you want to decide to repent and you want to use God's formula, it's going to help us and we are going to find happy on our marriage. Thank you, and if anybody has question or contribution, you can add it so that we bring our lesson to you.